I think most of the listeners are interested in what happens with you when you are playing and you are. It seems that you are falling in deep trance or something like that. What happens to you, and do you take notice of the audience when you are playing?
I think, definitely. I think you've got to feel a communication with the audience very strongly. The more strong, the better. You've got to feel that they're with you in the rhythm. And if you go into a kind of trance-like thing where you're really enjoying the music, you've got to feel that they're with you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of an audience merely observing you. They've got to be there with you. They've got to be in it as well. You see?
Yeah. It's an amazing thing, watching you and listening to you.
I think it comes from love of music. You know, when you're really, you just like it so much and you want it to be, everybody to be in it. That's the important thing. It's like this communicative thing. Like, I wouldn't like to be me, them, and me away in a trance and all the audience looking at me. That wouldn't be the way, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Good thing that everybody feels, kind of enjoys together.
You feel that the audience are
with
flowing
you.
With you.
Yeah, they know what's happening, and we all do.
Yeah, I think the audience is really feeling what you are feeling.
Good.
And you are playing different types of pipes. We see the Highland pipe and the border, the real pipe, and the flute.
Yeah.
Do you play any other pipes?
I play the Uhlan pipes a lot. I love the Uhlan pipes. I love them. I play them a lot at home.
Is that that we don't hear the Uhlan pipes tonight?
It's only a problem with airplanes. That's the only problem.
When did you start playing the pipes?
When I was about eight. My dad was a piper, a well-known piper, and when I was very young, even before I went to school, I used to love listening to him playing the pipes. I used to go to sleep listening to him playing the pipes. And then I started learning when I was about eight or something.
And can you explain what actually is a real pipe? And is it different from the style of playing compared with the Great Highland Pipe?
Yeah, I mean, the real pipes are really what they referred to, what we all know as border pipes. They used to call these kind of pipes real pipes in the Highlands of Scotland. That's what they called them, real pipes, because people would use them for playing strathspeys and reels as opposed to pibroch.
Yeah.
And I think the style which we see now on the real pipes, which will change inevitably, because they all do, but right now we're seeing a style where people are more free with what they do as opposed to the Highland pipes, where there for a long time has been a very conforming style through pipe bands and competition, solo piping. It's more of a way of conforming musically, and it's beautiful style of playing. But with the real pipes, I think people now, a lot of the younger players, use them in a more liberal way, a more liberated way, with even with cross fingers and freedom of expression and that kind of thing. I think that's where they're being used now, but as I say, that'll change.
And you are also composing tunes.
Yes.
And are there any special attachments which you follow when you're composing?
The way I like composing the most is when a phrase comes to me, rather than looking for a phrase.
Yeah.
They're always the nicest. If you hear a phrase, you think, geez, that's really nice. That's where you start, and then you've got to take that phrase on a journey. You've got to take it on a journey and do your best for it. However, many times I'm in the position where I have to write a tune for someone or some people, or as a commission, or if I'm playing with other musicians after, and it's more difficult to try and make deliberately create as opposed to a tune just coming to you.
does it often happens that a phrase come to you?
It goes, it's something strange. I mean, I've seen myself sometimes with loads of phrases, and then I can go for a long time and you think, wish I could get a good phrase, you know.
And do you have often to search for a phrase?
Yeah, yep. You do. You do. Great sensation, though. It's a very good sensation. I love it.
You have your own collection of pipe music, which you are selling here.
Yes.
What were the criterions for the tunes you get in this collection?
The tunes in the collection are all written by myself. And the reason for that was, because it was my first collection, it means that I've had a lot of tunes kind of waiting on the shelf. Mm. I've never put out a collection before, so it meant that there was quite a few of my own tunes waiting to go. And I thought, rather than add in a lot of traditional arranged material, I would just put in my own tunes for the first collection. Yeah. But I do have a plan, even next year or the year after, to bring out a collection of traditional arranged, and a collection rather than just my own tunes, you know.
Yeah. Were you playing some tunes of this collection tonight?
Yeah, a lot.
Can you name some?
Yeah, we, let me think, from the start we had, yeah, I played Up South and Big Duncan's Reel. They were in the opening set. And then we had Shawnee's tune and the Air Dranters and Carlos Barral, Lochaber to Argyle, I can think. Tried it's Francis Morton's. I'm sure there was a few more. I can't.
That's a
yeah.
Okay. Are there any other musical areas in which you are interested in, except all the Celtic and folk stuff?
That's difficult. Yeah, there are. I mean, I listen to a lot of music. Not any definite style, but I like to listen to what other musicians do, even if it's classical or... you know, I like to listen to classical musicians and see what they do. Also, like, I like a lot of well-known musicians for what they do. Like for example, Jimi Hendrix. Mm. I like what Hendrix did. I thought he was a very self-expressive player, you know. But he's known for being a very maverick, but I think he had an awful lot to offer. And a lot of great singers as well. Big Dick Gochan fan. I love Dick Gochan singing.
Which name?
Dick Gochan, Scottish singer, brilliant singer. And I love Paddy Keenan's Zulu piping, I must say. Big Paddy Keenan fan too. The Bothy Band and all that. Yeah.
And do you play on any other instrument except the pipes and the flutes? Maybe the fiddle or
no,
guitar?
I don't play stringed instruments. I don't. Played a bit of Baran, tiny bit, but that's nothing serious. But no, I don't play stringed instruments.
I think four kinds of pipes are really
enough.
Much.
Yeah.
Other topic, you could be rarely seen on the competition platform the last years, I was told.
Yeah.
Why didn't you play on the competitions the last couple of years?
It was too many other things to do. You see, with competing's solo piping is something that takes a lot of time and focusing.
Yeah.
In that style. If you want to do well, you have to really go down that road to do well. And it's a great scene. It's lovely to go around all the games and Oban and Inverness. It's a great scene, the solo piping. I love it, and I love Peebro. But If you've got a job, like if you were a teacher or a joiner or an accountant or something like that, yeah, if you were doing any of these jobs, then it's okay to do solo piping. But what I do is I play music full time.
Yeah.
So I have to go where the work is. I have to work, you see, and if I'm doing a lot of concerts and things, it's a different style to solo piping, so I can't focus on it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Of course, yeah. And are you a full-time musician?
Or yeah.
Yeah,
I am full-time, and I also, of course, sell real pipes and small pipes. I'm involved in that now, but for the most part, I'm a musician. Although I would love to go back to it, I'd love to do another season around the games or the solo piping, because that's the first thing I did, and I like that. I don't like it. I'm not saying I like it any better than any other style, but I miss it. I miss it, you know, and I like the competing.
Okay, are you planning to play on the competition again in the near future?
Well, I'm aware of it, and I've always got my eye on it, but I wouldn't go as far as to say I was planning to do it.
Okay, change of topic. I heard that you are trying to form your own folk band.
It's true.
And you are searching members for the band. And did you already find someone?
Yeah, the band's complete.
Complete.
And we've been rehearsing together for a long time. And it's not really folk, to be honest. It's a lot more contemporary. There's bass, drums, keyboards, and a guitar. But it's my own pieces of music, really. It's my own pieces of music, and it's very exciting. Very, very good standard of musicians. Very, very, very good musicians. And it sounds good, but it sounds exciting. It does. I must say, I'm very pleased with what's happening, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it develops.
And can we count with any results or gigs or records next time?
I'll be recording next year, but the first concert is in Celtic Connections in January the 27th, in the Fruit Market in Glasgow.
Okay.
Big venue.
Okay, finally, except from the band, what can we accept from you in the near future?
Well, I've got to do another solo album or album with smaller album,
yeah,
with bouzouki or guitar or something. I have to, or maybe it might even be a live album. I don't know, but that's what I have to do very soon. And then after that, I'll record with the band, and then see what happens.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And maybe we have you here again sometime.
I would love to. Anytime. I love coming to Germany.